Hello, everybody. Greetings and salutations. I appreciate it. I'm finally recording videos again because I've neglected my audience for the last time. This video is an ode to who I honestly consider a mentor, Charlie Munger. Charlie is actually one of my personal favorite investors. He really is. He's, I think...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I honestly think he's the reason Warren Buffett is as known as he is today, because if it wasn't for Charlie Munger's approach to investing, Warren Buffett actually would not, I don't really think he would, I mean, be the Warren Buffett we know today. But I will say this, Munger himself, though, said that Warren Buffett would eventually become Warren Buffett with or without me, the Warren Buffett that we see today. Because he really thought Warren Buffett was a genius. And he's right. Warren Buffett is an intelligent investor. But Charlie's one single approach, he convinced Warren Buffett to change his approach, which is pretty cool. And you know, not a lot of people are willing to change sometimes. Sometimes they're so ingrained in whatever approach that they're doing. It's insane. So... Give me one moment, folks. I had to check something. Okay, anyway. But the thing is, he really is one of my favorite investors of all time. His sense of humor is impeccable. He's really just a funny dude. He died at the age of 99, but yeah, I consider him a mentor. I've never met him in my life. I always thought it would be cool to one day be able to meet him, but I knew that the chances of that were pretty slim. But I got to know him through the numerous shareholder meetings that I had watched. And Charlie's an incredible dude. I think he is the reason for Berkshire Hathaway's ultimate success. But I also just believe that he himself he's just a smart investor. Now, I do believe that I don't agree with him on diversification. That is one thing I don't agree with him on. I do believe that you do want to try to find as many great assets as you can. And the reason that you remain diversified is simply to make sure that just in case some of those businesses that you thought were good and they fail, they might get mismanaged. You know, make sure that you have something backing you up. But I think it's good to own multiple businesses, even if you only own just one share at a time. I also think index funds are pretty cool, too. I think if you keep enough cash on hand and you buy during micro bear markets, I call them micro bears, you can end up doing really well. So I use cash as just a form of leverage. I'm really a long-term investor, but I am also an active investor in how I buy. I buy, but I never sell. The only thing I really buy and sell frequently would be the Bitty, only because it's volatile. And I love buying in on the dip because I really don't believe in Bitcoin. When Bitcoin goes up, I'm buying more Bitty because I want to bet against the dumb money. Anyway, I'm going off on too much of a tangent, but you know, just a big fan of Charlie. He was really, I never read Poor Charlie's Almanac. I'll have to get a hold of a copy of it. But yeah, he's a better investor than Warren Buffett. You know, I don't think they really were ever in competition or anything. They both were partners more than anything, but I really have always been impressed with his abilities. And just him as an investor, he's just so cool. I watched a lot of videos about him, watched a lot of videos that showcased his knowledge and experience, and he gave me a really good framework to work off of as well. You know, be a long-term investor, look for great companies at a fair price. I mean, hey, if you can get a great company at a great price, that's even better, but chances of that happening are pretty slim. But hey, if you can get a hold of a great company, even if you have to pay a little bit more than the actual value of the company, that's okay. Because even if it does dip, you could just kind of dollar cost average down a little bit. Well, I'm using that term incorrectly. You can lower your average cost for the company if you keep enough cash on hand. Anyway, my goal at this point, though, in life is just to keep, because there's so much material. There's so much material out there that showcases the genius of Charlie Munger. And he deserves as much credit as he can get. I just think he's the best. I really do. It's hard to believe he's gone because, you know, I didn't expect that last Berkshire Hathaway meeting I watched to be his last. And I know he was 99 years old. 99. The guy drank a lot of Diet Coke. Now, in honor of Charlie Munger, I'm drinking, he'd be ashamed of this, but I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. I didn't have any Coke on me. Coca-Cola, you sickos. I just had Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. Zero sugar. Here we go. What's his drink? Let's have a moment of silence, though, for him. Like I said, I've watched so many videos of him. I mean, he really fundamentally improved my philosophy in investing. So I hope, if you've watched any of his videos, even if you haven't watched any of his videos, just go on YouTube, look up Charlie Munger highlights or Charlie Munger. There's so many videos that showcase the genius of this man. And I hope a lot of people can take advantage of the knowledge and experience he laid out for you. For free, by the way. Like, you could listen to dumbasses like me or dumbasses like ZipTrader or Jeremy Lefebvre. You can actually watch real great investors like Charlie Munger. Now, I'm dissing myself. I think I'm an okay investor. But Charlie, he was God tier. Goat tier. All right. So I'm a big fan of Charlie Munger, and I really do. I just want to see people succeed because of him. And a lot of people have succeeded because of him. And also a lot of people have succeeded because of Warren Buffett. But yeah, I do believe that overall, Charlie doesn't give himself enough credit for being the real genius behind all of it. I do believe that Charlie is just, I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about him. There's a gentleness to him. I think it's one of the things, even though he had a potty mouth, a lot of people hate that. People don't like the fact that he would say, like, you know, Bitcoin. He would compare Bitcoin to turds. That was funny. It's accurate. A lot of things he said were very, very accurate. I think I might disagree with him. I mean, I disagree with everybody on a few things. Every mentor of mine I've never fully agreed with. I still believe that diversification within assets can be an asset in itself. So, I think the thing is, I'm not out to beat the market. And a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. I just want to invest in things that are high quality. I want to find high quality companies. I want to add them to my portfolio. Even if it's a REIT. It doesn't even have to be the highest quality. It could just be a mediocre company that is good. It's well structured, but it doesn't grow that much. Coca-Cola is a decent example of that. But I do believe in being diversified. And what's funny is I just have a one of everything on the menu sort of way of investing. I find ETFs. I'll get a share of an ETF. I'll get a share of a good company as well. I'll find like Coca-Cola. I'll buy a share there. See an ETF that has a basket of companies. I'll buy a share of that ETF. Cool. The goal is to be as diversified as you can, even if you have to get... I'm diversified in ETFs, for God's sakes. I've got so many different ETFs in my portfolio. It's insane. I like the fact that each ETF, though, pays the dividends at different time frames, which is why I don't pile all my money into one single ETF, just as a heads up. People wonder, why do you have so many fucking ETFs? It's like, why not? You know? They're all pretty much passively managed except for the covered call ones, which I think it's good to have covered call ones in your portfolio. It's just an opinion, by the way. Not financial advice, but one thing I will say about Charlie, I think he really wants to see people succeed. That's why he gave the advice he gave during those shareholder meetings, even though I think Warren, I think while he has thoughts of his own, I do believe that Charlie transformed the way Warren Buffett thinks. And he went from, Warren went from being a value investor to an investor of just high quality. If you invest in high quality companies, even if they're overvalued, who gives a shit? You'll probably lose some of your principal, and that'll suck for a bit. But if it's ever growing, if it's just a little overvalued or even a decent amount overvalued, if it's a great company fundamentally, hey, go for it, man. Go for it. So, but yeah, I'm a huge fan of both Munger and Warren Buffett. So I hope that more people can understand just how incredible Charlie was, because I think he doesn't get enough credit, and hopefully he gets the lion's share of the credit, because he is the bread and butter, baby. He's the bread and butter. All right. Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate you all. Have an incredible night.